What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard you mention that there was a survey in Germany regarding Christmas lights. You said that a majority of Germans are in favor of not lighting up for Christmas. I recall, I think you said you lived in Munich.
I worked in Munich briefly, yes.
Okay, well, I've lived in Berlin. Yeah, hold on. Let me turn off this here, please.
Okay, not exactly sure what's going on here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, very good. I had to turn off my Bluetooth earpiece. I've lived in Berlin, and I've lived in Frankfurt, and I especially enjoyed the Christmas season in both cities.
Yes.
My impression is that anybody who thinks that Germans are going to turn off the lights for Christmas because of global warming is an idiot. The big Weihnachtsmarkt, in particular, in Frankfurt, attracts thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors from across Germany and Europe and from the United States, and the lights are one of the big attractions for the tourists there. So I'm not sure whom they're surveying to get these opinions, but the average German I know and I've talked with, I think, would regard that as a crazy idea.
I would tend to agree with you, and I think possibly it's another PR stunt, to push this whole global warming situation, and, you know, you can't have Christmas anymore because it's poisoning the earth, and you can't have Easter anymore, and you can't have Thanksgiving anymore, and you can't have Halloween anymore, and basically just trying to erase all of our traditions and all of our holidays so that we just, you know, sit around in a circle on the ground and chant our allegiance to the New World Order.
I think you're right. Again, the Germans I know love Christmas,
yes.
And they love the big Christmas markets, the Weihnachtsmarkt in the different cities. So this has got to be something that somebody cooked up in order to promote an agenda. I remember just a few years ago, I was visiting Munich, and I commented to my wife at the time because there were Muslims were pouring into Munich, and I said, I wonder how long it'll take before somebody proposes doing away with the Oktoberfest. Well, that year, some of the liberals in Munich proposed doing away with Oktoberfest because they didn't want to offend their guests.
Well, there's nothing really religious about Oktoberfest. It's just a lot of people getting together underneath a big tent and drinking up the surplus beer, because Germany has very strict laws regarding the use of preservatives and chemicals in the beer. And yep. By the time October rolls around, they've got a surplus of beer. And they just give it away. That's what Oktoberfest is. It's a beer festival.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about the Reinheitsgebot laws for beer purity. Yeah, they're very strict about that. But
yes.
I brought that up to point out that people will grab on anything they can in order to ruin traditions. And with regard to Christmas in Germany is there to stay unless they just get overrun by Muslims. The Weihnachtsmarkts are not going away, and the lights are such a big part of the Weihnachtsmarkt are there to stay as well. That's all.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I have a very pleasant memory of Christmas time in Munich, and I would hate to see that go away. But then at my age, so many things that are in my memory are now gone, like the Mississippi Queen. and the World Trade Towers and a bunch of other people that I used to know and everything. So I hope you're right, because we're not talking about a huge amount of heat generated by these lights. Anyway, Kelly, we're going to let you go and switch over to Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you so very, very much, Michael. Your friend Cody that had called previously titillated my interest because I think I have some higher level knowledge regarding what he encountered there from my own experiences that I've had a deep amount of investigative research into. And it strongly appears when they talk about this broad jurisdictional scope that they claim they have, this can only be the so-called Joint Terrorism Task Force Special Operation of the Sovietized, aggregated all federal, state, local, and agencies, municipal, cities, counties, and even NGOs are all see-something, say-something agents for the government. When they claim this broad scope of authority, that's a term I've heard, broad powers, by a zoning agent who made a malicious false police report against me and put the frame the blame on me and tried to invoke violence from myself so they could murder me to stop my advocacy and activism for honest government.
Well, my goodness, that sounds like quite an adventure there. And unfortunately, we're coming up on another time where, being an independent journalist, being a truth activist, does carry with it an element of risk.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's what a slap suit is about, a suit against public participation. When we're a freelance reporter, an investigative researcher, a crisis analyst, and an investigator of police murders, as a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional, we then fall under the scope and sphere of those who are working in those capacities who are less than honorable and have become criminals themselves using their badge to give the illusion they are protecting us when they're really protecting their own self-interest and retaliating with a vengeance against those who would dare to investigate their misdeeds, like the shooting in Tucson of the bug spraying guy. I think his name was Schaefer, if I recall correctly. Whenever he was so scared he couldn't comply, they shot him to death, the officer with a rifle, high-powered, and the guy had no arm on him whatsoever. All he was there as a contract exterminator bug sprayer with a bug spraying wand that somebody supposedly mistook as a gun. So I find this to be very, very dangerous here in America, because this joint terrorism task force, this relates to the fusion centers, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, all these agents in a vast intel network are posed against the American people. And I can tell you, I've learned, there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who were wrongly placed on the terror watch list under the Obama administration, who are America-loving patriots, veterans, former law enforcement officers like myself, who might be adept with home defense implements. And to have my former bride turned against me and become an undercover agent and give it, and suborned to commit felony perjury against me, to red flag me, to take my home defense implements away from me. In fact, I'm working on getting those things back because I was exonerated from the false charges of resisting an officer with a weapon. Of course, resisting is a void and vague, under the doctrine of void for vague's word term, because it is whatever the officer wants to claim it is resisting, when you might be just defending your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and other rights that we have, where we have a duty to authorize that as stated in U.S. versus Meeker.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like, you've got a good grasp on the situation, and I wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully this information has been of help to Cody. And we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates. Okay, real quick.
Adventuresome attorneys out there in First Amendment, ACLU, or other experiences, in this type of case. I have a slam dunk case because I was vindicated. That case was dismissed against me. I was unlawfully arrested, unlawfully incarcerated. I'm an ADA senior, so there is a large reward for anybody venturesome enough to come forward to defend American law and natural rights. So thank you so very much, Michael, for your aid and your help in exposing this treachery and treason against the American people.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Canada. Aloha, Kelly. Thank you for waiting patiently. Here. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, we love you Americans. Hope you don't mind us calling you Americans. Holy. Anyway,
I don't have a problem
with
that.
We love you guys.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, you don't? You don't like us?
Nope.
Kidding. Well, why not? Hang on. Oops. Why is there something wrong? Yikes. Okay. Sweet.
Okay, Kelly, are we having some kind of technical issues?
We love... You know what? Okay, may I please say something, Michael?
Yes.
I almost married an American, and he said, Kelly, I love you very much, but you can't make me go to Canada. I said, why not? He says, because you guys hate us up there.
Well, that was certainly not my experience.
No,
I mean, when
we
Claire
didn't
and I
hate
lived,
them. But I,
when we
apparently
lived, when we lived in Washington State, we used to drive up to Vancouver Island all the time. We used to go to the Anthropology Museum there. And we went out on a cruise one time to look at the minke whales. And frankly, we found everybody, to be very friendly and not at all unlike what we're finding here in Indiana, where everybody's just friendly and they get along and they help each other out. And I don't know where this idea where Canadians hate Americans comes from, because it's not my experience.
No, I never lived it before until I lived here. You gotta live somewhere. Nor is it. Indiana. May I please say something about Indiana?
Please do.
And Dan Underwood.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Dan Underwood, everybody said, what are you doing moving to Indiana?
Yeah, we get that a lot, but, you know.
No,
we just
but I say, oh, don't worry, Dan.
No, we couldn't afford to live in Hawaii any longer, and we have family around here. So, bunches of nieces and nephews.
No, I'm not bothering you. My friend,
no, you're not bothering
Suzanne.
Me.
Okay, good. Anyway, she said, Kelly, you want to know what was really going on in the world? Go on that channel.
Well, thank you for the very flattering words here. We're going to have to let you go. We're starting to run
out
of time, and I got other callers waiting on the line here. So let's switch over to Brian in Canada. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Nice to see you down in Indiana. How do you like the cold weather there?
I don't. To be very brutally honest about it, I don't.
Well, I'll be brutally honest. You've got to come up here into central Canada where I am. The outside temperature right now is about a minus 25 degrees Celsius, which is about minus 10 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit. And, of course, with wind chills, we're in the minus 40 range out here, old buddy. It is cold.
Let's see. I think we're at 33 degrees Fahrenheit right about now. I mean, there used to be a thermometer mounted to a bracket outside this window, and I got to get that replaced.
Yeah.
But according to my iWatch, it's 37 degrees.
Wow. You're in warm weather compared to us. Hey, listen, what I called about, of course, is hell is frozen over today, Mike, because Greta Thunberg was just made... Person of the Year by Time Magazine. And yes, you and I both agree that beside the fact that the global warming, a.k.a. climate change, a.k.a. climate anxiety, or whatever the criminals want to call it today, is such a massive fraud and swindle. And then somebody sent me some information recently that person in charge of, or the spokesperson now, the entire fraud, has made in the tune of $146 million from the fraud.
Wow, I'm on the wrong side of this argument. Well, my understanding is that Time Magazine was originally going to name the whistleblower that started this whole Trump-Russia thing, but then they were reminded that this whistleblower is anonymous, they can't show his face, they can't reveal his name, and so they sort of, you know, grabbed the transmission and shoved the handle over the other side, and Greta Thunberg got it.
Yeah, which to me is a travesty, and you probably feel the same way. It is such a joke.
Yes.
Because honestly, you and I both know that we are entering a grand solar minimum, that basically
yes.
It is going to be cold for the next decade and a half, and it's going to get
yes.
colder. And yet here we have her, and she recently went to that climate change conference in Spain, and I'm really shocked that nobody went up there when she was there and actually challenged her and her handlers to come up with the hard evidence to show that the planet is overheating. All we have is her saying, is her going the usual rhetoric of how dare you and all you world leaders are removing my future, and Mike, you and I both know it is such a travesty, and people have swallowed this, and it just shows how human nature, like people are so gullible, like they will,
yes.
the fear-mongering has just driven people now to hysteria. You have young children these days in schools panicking
yeah.
and screaming that, oh my God, we have to do something to save the world. We're all you adults all hate us, and you're taking away our futures. The bottom line is, I just wanted your personal opinion, of course, on this because I know you are very high on this subject, and so am I. And that basically today, with Time insulting the world with this announcement, it is such a diabolical travesty, old buddy, and I am so disgusted.
Well, basically, you've hit it right on the head. The latest tactic is to use small children to push an agenda, especially children who are dealing with some kind of a disability, so that if you dare stand up and say, I think you're wrong, then Greta's handlers are going to stand up and say, how dare you? Can't you see this woman is suffering from whatever it is she's suffering from? How dare you challenge her? And
yeah.
that's what it is. It's just a dirty trick to get us to go along.
Yeah. Basically, what Greta suffers from, at least they claim, is that she suffers from a form of autism almost, and she's basically mildly autistic. So they're basically trying to use that. You are absolutely right. They're trying to use that as a cover, and they're basically therefore trying to shut down anybody that challenges them. And people
yes.
need to challenge them because again. I'm freezing up here, colder. The mid-states, United States, south of me here, are all in a deep freeze, and it is not going to improve. And so people should be saying, excuse me, where's this global warming?
Well, you know, you remember the story I ran just a little while ago about, you know, seven counties in New York are under snow emergencies right now. They've just been
mm-hmm.
buried.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. But listen, I'll let you go because you have a lot of callers coming in. I just wanted your own two cents, and I appreciate your opinion on this matter, as usual. So you have a good day, old buddy, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Marina in Canada. And Marina, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. So when you hear the music, don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to bring you right back and hear what it is that you have to say, because we're genuinely curious. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Marina in Canada. Aloha, Marina. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can I change the subject a bit?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know what RRSPs are in Canada, the Registered Retirement Savings Plan? It's something that you contribute to throughout, if you choose to. Throughout your working career, which I did.
Sort of like a 401k here in the U.S.
Kind of, yeah. So this is all now tied up in stocks. I believe that it's all manipulated and that the crash may well be coming, which means that I'm going to lose like some massive amount of money. They will not allow me to take it out until I'm 65. That is going to be a part of my pension. And if I take a hit again, like I took it in 2008, where I lost like 40 grand. Where can I put it? Where can I put this money where it'll be safer than stocks? you know?
Well, that's a very, very difficult question to answer. It all depends on the money manager you have keeping an eye on your stock portfolio. Although our recommendation for our listeners here in the United States is to basically pull as much out of the bank as you can and just have it hidden on your property.
Because that way I cannot take out any money until I'm 65, okay. And then I'm dealing with some massive taxes. You just had a caller from Canada. Also, Al from Canada, I find him super knowledgeable as well. Perhaps if anyone's listening, they can give me some ideas as to what they might have done. I am in no position to pretty much be shorting my pension by, you know, like some massive amounts, because I won't be able to make it, pretty much. So
okay.
I'm looking for, I have an appointment on Monday at the bank with financial advisor. I trust them as far as I can throw them, which isn't very far. So I'm going to play nice there when I go to the bank, and I'm going to pretend to be all clueless and all that, but I'm not actually. Any information that I can get from possibly callers from Canada would be greatly appreciated. Will
they allow
me?
We've got about a half hour. We've got about a half hour left in today's program, and with any luck, some people are going to be able to call on in and share some advice with you.
Am I allowed to put it in BRICS countries, which I think are a safer bet than American stock and our stock?
Yes.
Will they let me? I don't know. So that was one question, and just a quick another question that I have. Do we know what's happening with Art? Art from Off the Grid. Where is he? Like,
have
he
not
used
heard
to call
from him in
every
a while.
Day just, yeah, what's happening?
My guess is he's buried under snow by now.
Oh, no, it's been like 6 months since he called, and I'm just wondering if he got himself in some trouble or something.
Well,
okay,
until
so,
he calls in again and tells us, we don't really know.
Is there any way that I can speak to a caller, a frequent caller that you have, such as Al from Canada?
Would no, we don't keep we don't keep track of caller contact information. Once they hang up, they're gone,
they
and that's for their protection. It's for your protection.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But if I left my number for Al to call, would you do that?
Well, I'll tell you what. You need to talk to Mike, who's running the control board. And as soon as you're done with the phone call to me, talk to him and see if he'll take the phone number and pass it on.
Okay. And as far as your callers go, I think that majority, 75% of your callers are so well informed. Dustin,
yes.
Al, Peter in Los Angeles, like I'm really,
yes.
really looking forward to what they have to say as well as what you have to say, obviously. So, yes, I thank you very much for your time, and I hope I get some sort of idea as to what I can do before Monday at 3 p.m.
Well, we've already got a caller on the line. Okay, now Mike is going to take your number in case Al will call her, and we've already got another caller on the line who wants to talk about retirement. Okay, so we're going to take a bit of a break here for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Marina.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with the phone call with Chance after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This is in response to Marina's call. I believe she was from Canada. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. She might want to look into, I'm checking into this myself, and I'm doing it the hard way without a computer. She might consider rolling over her money into a silver or gold IRA account, if it's possible up there. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I don't know that it's possible in Canada. I know that it's certainly possible here in the U.S.
Well, it's just a recommendation. Maybe she should check into it and see if she's able to do that. It might be a viable option for her. I hope she's listening.
I agree. All right, let's switch over to Ken in Michigan. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. And to add on to Chance, in response to Marina, there's a guy on RBN every Tuesday and Thursday. His name is Jeff Bennett. He runs Morgana Precious Metals. also known as Kettle Marine. I believe there's a link on RBN's website directly to his website, and he deals with gold and silver IRAs. So if anybody would know, that would be the guy I would want to talk to. Plus, whatever business you do with him helps the network.
Okay, so you're talking about Jeffrey Bennett, and I certainly hope that Marina up in Canada is still listening to the show here, because that's good information. So was Chance's comments about retirement as well. It's a complicated issue because basically the banks are still looking for some way they can cheat you out of those last few pennies in your pocket. Is really what it comes down to. So,
absolutely. That's all I had. I was just going to mention Jeffrey Bennett, and hopefully Marina gives him a call because he's helped me out, and I recommend him highly.
Well, that's always good to have somebody that you have some confidence in, because, again, I really think it is time for people to seriously start diversifying into silver and gold and get out of the stock market. It can't go on like this for much longer. We know that there is a debt bubble spanning the entire globe. And what you need to do is get your hands on some kind of a currency or other kind of specie where it's under your control. And nobody can come knocking on your door and saying, you have to turn this over to the U.S. government. Although Roosevelt did that back in the 1930s. But, you know, if you bury it enough, it's going to be kind of hard to find, even with a metal detector. Okay, back to the phones. Frank in Canada. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. I'm responding to the lady who was calling from Canada regarding the pension plan that she's got there. And she was talking about a retirement savings plan, RSP, and I have that too. And 9 years ago, I decided to go out of it. And the way of doing it is to change it over to a retirement income fund. And
okay.
With that, one is automatically obliged to take money out, a certain amount of money every year, on which you pay taxes. The previously mentioned RSPs,
yes,
they are deferred taxes, and that makes the saving easier. So government eventually wants to have the money back. I think, if I recall it right, one has to switch over to RIF funds, registered income funds, the latest when one is 70. I did it earlier. And we now have a tax-free savings account that is granted to us. And I believe $4,500 each year can be invested in that every year. And
okay.
And then you don't pay any then you don't pay any taxes on the interest, because you already paid taxes before you put that money into the tax-free savings account. And that's what I
okay.
did. So that money will always be available to me without having to pay extra taxes on it, and it builds up over time. And the government only obliges you to take out a certain percentage every year because you want it to last for decades. But they increase the percentage every year. So if she takes
yes.
it, moves it all over to the retirement income fund right now, anything that she takes out, say she's got term deposits like I do, then the term can automatically be broken without any penalty once you're in that retirement income fund. And ultimately, I don't see any other way of saving your money. If the market crashes, everybody will be affected and there will be no out. Money won't be worth anything anyway. But once she has it in a tax-free savings account, she can do with it whatever she wants. Put it under the mattress if need to be.
Yes.
And so that is what I can tell you.
Well, you know, we just got an email here from somebody saying just to mention that those who own RRSPs can, in fact, cash them in. The huge disadvantage is that they are then obliged to pay the taxes on them that were avoided during the year, whichever year in which an RRSP was purchased, and it must automatically be paid. Still, sometimes it's better to swallow and take the loss, which sounds like it may be huge, than to risk losing it all. And I think that's probably a very good approach to the problem, is, you know, find a way to conserve your wealth. You know, if you're going to have to pay a bunch of taxes, you're going to have to pay a bunch of taxes, okay? But you want to come out of the situation in a way where if the economy falls apart, either in Canada or the United States, that your little nest egg is left intact.
Yeah, that's to my knowledge too. The problem is when you take everything out, you will be put in into a higher tax bracket. Suppose you have $200,000 sitting there and you take it all out at once, you get to move into the highest tax bracket, which may be like 50% right now. And so you would have to be prepared to kiss that goodbye. If you take yes. only out, say, $10,000 a year, as the government might want you to do right now, then you are automatically in a lower tax bracket, and you will not lose as much. After all, it's meant to be a nest egg for the long time to come in order to support your pension income.
Well, but, I think
if you
at
take
this
it all
point,
at once, that's of course an option.
The best advice we can hang on out there is you got to talk to a professional. Okay, I'm not a financial expert. You can look at my savings account to see the truth of that. I think people like Marina. And these other individuals, they need to find somebody who's an expert at retirement planning in Canada and make sure that it's being done right. Now, got another email here. RRSP is a type of account which can deploy the capital into any usual investment opportunity. A GIC is a guaranteed investment certificate with no loss of base investment and a set return amount after a period of time. So it's all very complicated, and I can imagine probably a lot of elderly people get very confused by all this, and that may be part of the goal is to get them so dizzy that they may start making mistakes that cost them money.
Yeah, and like I said, I have mine in term deposits. Those are GICs, Guaranteed Income Sub-Funds, certificates. And I used to have a financial advisor, and I don't have a very good experience with that. I did not make the forecasted increase, even if I kept it at a moderate value and annual amount, and I ended up losing, I went into the negative, and that's not the purpose of saving. As an individual who wants to save for retirement, you are in no position to gamble your money away. So once I went into guaranteed income certificates, the term deposits, I was on target with my portfolio, and the only purpose for saving and making interest is anyway just to compensate for the inflation. We don't invest in, as the little people, we don't invest in order to make a fortune. We invest so that we don't lose what we had and worked for. So when we make $1,000 today and it purchases us a certain amount of things, we would like to see that we can purchase the same amount for the money that we have maybe 20 years down the road. with the increase that we had through percentage. And that's okay. the only purpose of a retirement plan anyway. Nobody should have the notion of falling into the trap and the idea to get riches like we are always told with the interest and compound interest that we would eventually become a millionaire, etc. That's not the purpose of a retirement savings plan. The purpose is so that we can use the money that we earn today later on and buy the same stuff for it, the same amount as we would today. That's the only purpose. But if everything breaks down, I don't see any solution. Even with the gold, if the government outrules gold, and or if people go into bartering, you can barter for a loaf of bread with a watch, with maybe a former silver coins. Maybe you give 20 silver coins, or you give a bullion of gold. Nobody will be able to change it. Nobody's going to cut it up with pliers or whatsoever. Once you need the bread, you need the bread, and you want it right now, and then you give whatever you have, and they take whatever they can take.
Yes.
So these are my 2 cents. I would not, as a low-income person, I would not go into stocks. And if you are mutual funds, you're paying the fund manager. And even if you did not have any increase over the year, the fund manager always takes its cut, and a financial advisor gets part of that, and they have no interest of you moving out of any funds because then they don't get cut anymore. So even if you don't have any gain, you will have even less because the fund manager and whoever else is on that red line will feed off you. It's all very negative what I say, but these are my experiences. But since I went into guaranteed income funds, there was no looking back. Then I really made progress. Then my budget worked, my budget planning, you know.
Yes. Frank. I'm sure it does, and I'm sure Marina was listening here. And we're going to let you go here and switch over to David in South Carolina. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you guys are adjusting well to the very different climate. I've been to both places, and it's quite a shock, I'm sure. But I was going to respond to, let's move along from the retirement accounts, the Canadians and all that. Because in the first place, my mother, she worked for Prudential for years and years. And, you know, the 401k, they're basically taking your money and gambling with it. So that's okay, whatever. It's your digits on the computer anyway. But the only inherent value in the world is land. And these people who, you know, are super wealthy oligarchs, that's what they do. They purchase land because that's where gold, silver, all these things come from in the first place. Anyway, you know, I had a friend who explained to me one time about, we're talking about gold and silver and stuff, and I said, well, you know what, my lead, it's like rock, paper, scissors, kind of overrides your gold, because I can take your gold with my, you know, lead. But I'll move along from there. But by the way, I do greatly appreciate your show. I very much love it. But, you know, I have friends in the Balkans and Germany, different places, but they see Americans, we're, you know, bombing everyone around the world and stuff like that.
Yes.
There's protests. Yeah, there are protests breaking out everywhere, engineered or not, we don't know. However, I have so many people who are thinking to themselves, they're telling me this, they're really angry. And Americans not necessarily as much, well, of course, about the mass murders, but the fact that Americans own more firearms personally than every army in the world combined, almost. Personal firearms for their Second Amendment rights.
That's a little reassuring, I think.
I mean, but yeah, I have had a friend who I was telling that. I said, well, this is 1917 all over again. It does seem to be that way. The radical left is, of course, anyone who's radical left gets the most press coverage because, like I said, my friends in Germany, they don't go for that Christmas banning crap. They're the same like this other guy said.
But, yeah.
They just get the most press coverage.
All right, well,
that's the only thing.
Listen, David, we're going to have to let you go. We're almost out of time on today's show here. We got to take one more break for commercials, then the last segment of today's show, and we'll be out of here. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. Now, Rick Wilson, a neocon Republican strategist and a never-Trumper, actually tweeted out today that anti-vaxxers are a scourge and a strong argument for re-education camps, the immediate seizure of their property, and putting their children into protective custody. So this guy, Rick Wilson, is out there talking about anti-vaxxers to be thrown in re-education camps while their children are being kidnapped. So it's getting really serious out there, you know. Well, it's money, you know, and money's a good thing. And, you know, the more needles we push, the more money is being made. Why can't you understand that? Well, because the vaccines are harming people. Apparently, the Christmas celebrations are off to a kind of a rough start here in the Mexican town of Apizaco when his sleigh, which was hoisted on wires and overloaded by two life-size flying reindeer, literally crashed into a building during the Christmas show. Now, nobody got hurt, okay, but there was a lot of laughter in the crowd there when that sleigh and the reindeer hit that building here. Now, this is a little bit out there. The mayor of a rural French community has taken the rather extreme and outlandish decision to ban residents from dying in their homes on Saturdays, Sundays, and on public holidays due to a lack of doctors in the area. So what does he expect people to do? Drive down to the hospital and commit suicide? That's ridiculous. This guy obviously does not understand medicine or caring for people in a medical crisis. All right, we've been hearing about this for a while here. Lucky Lee's, which was this Chinese restaurant opened by a white woman that was then hit with these cultural appropriation complaints, has now closed its doors for good, according to NBC News. I don't know, what if she was a really good Chinese cook? Not all Chinese are great cooks. I remember this meal we had in Milan, Italy. It was a Chinese restaurant, some of the worst food I'd ever had. All righty, over in Philadelphia, they had a gun turn-in program, of which only 6 guns were surrendered. But the organizers are pleased. Look, we got these 6 guns. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. We have done really, really well here. Now, for those of you paying attention down by New Zealand, there's a major volcano under eruption right now called White Island Volcano. And chopper footage is showing the horror aftermath of the eruption. The first responders land to save survivors. There's going to be all kinds of lawsuits here. This thing never should have happened. In fact, we'll pick up this story tomorrow. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please share RBN with everyone that you know. Please share what really happened with everybody that you know. Please donate. We need all the help that we can get. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.